Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, last week, a new, more optimistic USDA agricultural trade forecast came out. Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
U.S. agriculture could possibly see an improving export situation in this new fiscal year, 2020, and with it, a growing trade surplus. That is the brand new trade outlook from the Agriculture Department. Now, we ended fiscal year 2019 with $135.5 billion worth of ag export sales, $11 billion less than 2018. Now, back in August, USDA put 2020 exports, the forecast, at 137. But in USDA's new trade forecast,
we raised that slightly by about $2 billion to 139.
USDA's chief economist, Rob Johansson. And once again, China seems to be the key factor, all of this revolving around, a key factor in the higher export forecast.
The forecast for exports to China is higher by $3.5 billion compared to our estimates in August, and is now expected to reach nearly $11 billion.
About $1 billion more than this past fiscal year.
We've seen China is going to need more pork in particular exports, but also they're going to need to also import more soybeans from the United States, for a number of reasons, one of which is that they weren't as able to import as much from South America as we expected, but also because they're going to be building out their livestock sector after the impact of African swine fever.
And so Johansson says
that increase to China of $3.5 billion more than offsets any reductions that we see in some of our other export countries. We do see slight reductions in our exports to Japan, Korea, Taiwan, Philippines, and the EU, and unchanged levels with respect to Canada and Mexico.
Now, he is quick to point out this better forecast for sales to China is not based on an end to the tariffs, not based on optimism about that, but rather just on things as they were when the forecast was made. Now, some of those anticipated declines in sales to other countries are based on global and U.S. economic growth being slower than had been expected, dampening the general level of trade and demand. One last thing. With more imports of foreign ag products into the U.S., the U.S. trade surplus last fiscal year dropped to $4.5 billion. Analysts think that will grow this fiscal year to $7 billion. But that's a far cry from the $43 billion in 2014. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
China came out this weekend again and says it wants a rollback in tariffs, that the phase one trade deal with the U.S. is going to get signed. That's according to Chinese state media and an article on CNBC. Beijing's top priority in any phase one trade deal with the U.S. is the removal of the existing tariffs on Chinese goods. That's according to China's Global Times newspaper on Sunday. According to the report, it says sources with direct knowledge of the trade talks with the Global Times on Saturday that the U.S. must remove existing tariffs, not planned tariffs, as part of the deal. The story also cited another unidentified source close to the talks as saying U.S. officials had been resisting such a demand because the tariffs were their only weapon in the trade war, and giving up the weapon meant surrender. Officials of the U.S. Trade Representative's Office and the U.S. Treasury have not responded to the story. The U.S. is poised to impose an additional 15% tariff on about $156 billion worth of Chinese products on December 15th. And the NDSU Extension Service and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's FSA are hosting a webinar this week on December 5th to provide producers information on available disaster recovery assistance. The webinar will occur at 2 o'clock Central Time. To find out more information about the webinar on December 5th, you can go to the NDSU Extension webpage. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.